What's going on, people, and welcome back to the Baby Fathers Podcast for another brand new episode. Before I start today's show, make sure you subscribe to the channel, press the notification button, and don't forget to give us the thumbs up, all right? So I go by the name of DJ Riddler, and I'm your host from the Baby Fathers. And on today's show, we have another special guest, and he goes by the name of Bevan. How you doing, my bro?
Yes, my brother. It's been a long time. I'm very good, man.
Yeah?
How are you?
Not too bad. Just So listen, what brought you down to the Baby Fathers?
Somewhat of my story. A lot of my story. But obviously, I was going through certain things at the time. So I felt I did want to do it and tell my story. But at that time, I was in it. Mm. But now I'm out of it. I can, tell my story, man. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's taken a lot of courage to do this, but you know what, I feel my story can help other young black men.
Got
so
you.
Yeah. Has to be done.
All right, so before we start today's show, I have to put a disclaimer out there. So anything what you say is your truth, and it's your truth only.
Yeah.
No one can't say anything different because it's coming from you and experience that you know how to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
How many kids' mothers do you have?
I have 4 kids' mothers.
And how many kids?
7 kids.
So you're a busy man?
Yeah, man.
Cool.
We're
going to get into it. So we're going to start with mother one and talk about that situation. How did that start up?
My first one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, we got together, not young, probably like, I was we're at 19, she was 17, we were young. But how we got together, I teach dance, innit? So back in the day, I was teaching, and then, but I was in a Christian dance group. So then we went to her church, which I didn't know her at the time, but we went to her church and performed. So from there, she saw me, then she started to come to my dance class and that. And then from that we developed a relationship, and then that's how I met her. That's how we started, yeah.
So how long was the relationship till she had your child?
Oh, before she had, probably like 2 years.
And then the little one came?
Yeah.
And then how did that play out?
It played out all right, but then, I stepped out and so.
So you cheated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like you. I cheated. These times I was probably like, 23, 24. There's no excuse why it happened. I was young
So did you admit that you was cheating or you got caught?
I got caught and then.
And how'd that happen?
Oh, that's no phone business, isn't it?
Okay, so you got caught slipping?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not proud of it, but it happened, isn't it? I have to own my truth.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
So then when she found out you was cheating, did the relationship still work after that, or?
Obviously, it's not going to be the same.
Mm.
It wasn't the same. So it was, I think, after that, probably for like a year and a bit, it was on and off and that.
Mm.
But then we just stopped.
So, So what? So then it finished completely after that, the relationship?
Yeah. As in us, me and her, Not after the cheating. After that happened, back and forth, for like a year and a bit, and then we parted.
Okay.
We parted.
And was you still able to have access to see your child?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So after that situation, how did you get to meet mother too?
Right. I think probably when my first child was around 12, 13 months.
Okay.
Yeah. But nothing was going on like that. But then that's how I met her. I met her through, because I knew her cousin before. Because she's from Denmark, innit? So she came over, but I met her through her cousin, who I know from England. We started seeing each other, and then, yeah. And then, yeah, I had my second one 5 years later.
Yeah. So it was a long-term relationship before you had a child of her then, yeah?
We was kind of just seeing each other for a long while, and then we decided to be serious, and then we had a child, and then it didn't work out. Yeah.
So you've got one with the first mother.
Yeah.
And you've got one with the second mother.
Yeah.
And then how did that play out?
How did that play out?
In terms of, with the second mother, how long was you with her before that situation broke up?
Our child was probably like two, because she went back to Denmark for a piece. And she come back, but yeah, we weren't together when she come back.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And who broke up with who?
It was a mutual thing.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a mutual thing, yeah.
So was there any problems getting access to that child?
No.
So that one was fine. All right, so move over to mother three.
Yeah.
All right, so how did that play out now?
All right, this one, yeah, this is where it's a bit sticky. Number three, I've known probably, I met her during the relationship with my first baby mother, but wasn't, yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't like that, but I knew her, but she's been, we've been back and forth with each other for, yeah, a long time.
So when you say back and forth, was you dating her before? Or was it just someone who you were just chatting to, but nothing happened to?
And then we was dating.
Okay.
And she was one of the, number three is one of the reasons why I broke up with.
Number one.
Yeah.
All right, so.
You're reading the tea.
No, I need to. No, because I'm trying to just put the puzzles together.
Yes. All right,
so the lady who you cheated with.
Anyway, go ahead.
Chief Ave or something.
Let's get sticky.
Because I'm trying to do a show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm there. Three. All right. So with mother. So the lady you cheated with in relationship number one, you end up getting with the lady who was the person you cheated with. That now becomes your third baby mother.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. So how did that now play out? So when you now got on with her.
Yeah.
Right. How was that?
It was alright at first. It was alright. But then I've probably had like two solid years of where I haven't cheated or whatever. Apart from that, I wasn't really faithful. No, I wasn't. Obviously, I don't want to say it, but it's my truth.
Of course.
Back, like, even with, I say, obviously, I'm not naming names or anything, but number two and three, back and forth between them two, talking like after that, because we had a child, and then me and number three had our child, and then I broke up with her, and I met someone else. Then we had a child, and then we weren't together too long before we had a child. But yeah, we had a child. And then I had a child with her, and then I went back to number three and had a child with her again. And then we've had two more since. So I've got four with number three, one with number four, one with number one, one with number two.
Go ahead. With the third one, how long were you with her before you like broke up?
Probably like a year, because there was a gap of, I was back and forth between number two and three. It was.
Every time you broke up with her, you go to number two, and then when you number two aren't getting along, you go back to her and give her another baby.
Well, she's no. Yeah. Not like that, but yeah, okay. No. It's like, it got to a point where, honestly speaking, I was draining myself. Like, I was giving myself like too much. I was like, I'll be 2 weeks here, and then a week here, and then, or 2 weeks here, and back and forth. And that went on for like, probably like 2 years. Mm. And it wasn't good. Well, I mean, I saw my kids and stuff, but it wasn't good for the kids.
But why was you going back and forth? What was making you want to do that?
To please.
Mm.
To try and hold things together. And I've made these families, and it's like, yeah. I think, I've spoken to a few people, a few therapists and stuff, and like, me and my mum's relationship wasn't, like, my mum loved me, she's all there for me. Mm. But I think it kind of comes with, you know, that the old school generation, they're not really affectionate like that. They're not like you get some mums that are like that and stuff, but yeah, but I think, yeah, it's just like, for years before that, it's like I had the mentality that I couldn't sleep by myself. I have a girl next to me. Why?
Mm.
But yeah, so.
And did these two women know of each other, that they knew that you was going back and forth?
Yes. At first, I was lying. I would lie and say I wasn't there. And then after a while, they knew. They did know. And it was, yeah, man.
Was it a tit for tat when they knew that, well, one would take you to get back at the other one?
I don't think it was really that. I think probably it might have been that for them. I can't talk for them, but it's like, I think it got to a point where it was, I'm saying I'm okay for you to go and come back because...
So the door's always open for you?
Yes, basically. It wasn't closed. Like, they might try, but then no. And then it got to a point where... Yeah, it's just, yeah.
What is it about you why they was able to allow you to always feel free to walk back in the house?
Look, I mean, I think because maybe they really, you know what? I would class myself, I'm a nice guy. Mm. And yes, I have messed up ways. Well, I had messed up ways. But it don't make me a bad person. Yeah, I'm a man of not a lot of regrets. But yeah, man, like I'm telling my story because I want people to see this and see what I done wrong. And I'm admitting what I done wrong. I take full responsibility. But then, because to change, you have to do that. And yeah, I'm on a good journey right now.
Okay, so with Marvel 3, how did that breakup happen?
How did that breakup happen? There was a lot of things. A lot of things happened in that relationship, and I was to the point where. It was violent,
so you got violent?
I was the victim.
Okay,
but but see, you see a lot of the time where a lot of females when they're involved, you'll be like, why don't you just leave the man? Like, just get, but. I think I was saying some statistics, like it's like it takes like six times for the female to actually fully leave and all that. But like when I was in it, obviously I'm a man, I'm a black man as well. Like men don't like to talk about these things anyway, so that's a stigma in itself. But then. When it's a black man, it's even more. Whoa, yeah. So
what kind of things was she doing to you? in terms of him being violent towards you?
Shouting. It started off with shouting and like saying this. I wasn't an angel, but when it comes to physicalities, no, I'm not saying, because my mat can, it could be fire. And obviously, infidelity and all that stuff, you can feel things. I'm not giving her no excuse. Look, this is what I come from, but like, obviously, I'm trying to say I'm not totally innocent in this. But when it comes to wool, candle, biting, even got stabbed.
And, she stabbed you.
That was a lot, and that happened. But we've gone past that now, and I've forgiven her. And it's not I've forgiven her because she's shown change. It's not like her saying that she's not like that no more. She's it's evident. So, but yeah, man. For a lot still.
And was that one of the reasons why it broke up after?
I think with me, not just that, it's not just that, it was just we was trying too hard, and I think you know, we've some of for so long you get used to, and it's like even her family were tell her to leave me, and my family's like, leave that. We and but we're still finding each other, and so but now it's
really part ways.
Part ways now, yeah, it's cool.
And then the mother four.
Yeah.
So you got one of this one, right?
Yeah.
And how did that one play out?
Then we was seeing each other, and then we got together, had a baby. And then we left on good terms though. But but remember I with number four, that was my full form. But remember, I've gone back to number three after that. That's because my I got two daughters. I got two daughters that are the same age. Yeah.
So then.
They're both six right now. Why are you laughing? Listen.
Whoa.
It must. Go on.
Hold on. So. The fourth one.
Yeah.
Was she just a link, or was you date? Was with her?
I was with her.
So while you was with her, you went back to number three.
Yeah, I broke up with her. I went back to number three.
So what's with number three? Why you seem to always go back to her?
No, it's not what you mean. Always, no, I was with her.
Number two.
Yeah, number two.
You go back to number three.
Yeah,
no. And if you've gone to number four, and you go back to number three.
Yeah, no. Hey, what? I like it. See, number three. When I was with number three, with number one. Then I was with number two. With number three, I was number four. Then I went back to number three, and then three, 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 and then and then that's how it ended. Number three was the last one I was with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay. So let me just get some grip to this. Yeah. So number one, you was dating number one, and when you was dating number one, you cheated on number three.
I cheated on one with three.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, you then had a child of number two, and then you cheated again with number three.
No, I left her and I went with.
Okay.
But I was, but in between one and two, I was seeing number three as well. She's always been there.
Okay, so what is it with number three? What seems to have a hold over you? Why you seem to always be going back to her? Because remember, you've been of number one and you had three there. You've been to number two, you had three there. You went to number four and you had three there. And then number three has your last one.
You see you? I don't know. As I said, it's like we will go through a war. And then like, be quiet and no one don't know, and then we just find each other. Mm. And I think, I don't know if it's, I don't know, from not the abuse I went through as well with her.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah?
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, yeah. But like, yeah, and I would feel not sorry for her or not pity, but I would always think, okay, let me try and see if this is actually it. And then it's like deep down I knew it wasn't that, but I'll try. And she was very persistent as well. Same way she couldn't go around and say, oh yeah, I tried to, yeah. No, it was both of us, innit? Like, but this was cozy.
Okay. The question I'm gonna ask you now is, out of all your kids' mothers, out of these four mothers, would you deny access to any of your kids?
Deny, yeah.
Which one?
Which
mother do is denying you access?
Number one, okay. For a time, yeah.
And what was mother reasons why for number one was denying you access?
That was partly my fault because I was doing a lot of things. I was missing appointments with my due and all that. Like when she was probably like, say, 8 or 9, and yeah. So she said, you know what? All right, cool. So I had to work my way back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long was that? How long did she stop you from not seeing your child because you wasn't being consistent?
Probably around 6 years.
Okay.
But that was hard for me because that was my first, innit? My first love. That little girl there, she, yeah, but... Yeah.
Okay.
They don't know. Yeah,
exactly. So why that one was obviously denying you not to see that child because you wasn't being consistent. Mm-hmm. What other mothers also denied you access?
Number two hasn't really denied me access. Never really. No, she hasn't actually, no.
Number three
would use it as a tool, like, because I'm not a violent guy. I'm not obviously through, don't use the word spite, but if you're not with me, a lot of the time, that's what it was with her. If you're not with me, you can't see the kids.
And there's four kids with her.
Yeah.
So she wanted you to see the four, none of them whatsoever.
Pardon?
The four of them, she wouldn't let you see none of them whatsoever.
No. If I can't see one, I can't see any of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then...
But that was starting from when I just had one with her.
Mm. Right. So mother three is giving you problems for seeing your kids. How long was that going on for?
Quite a while, but it's not now. I see my kids now and stuff. She it would be, even with that, it wasn't consistent because she would, it's like for certain times I felt I had to keep the family together, not keep the family together, like be there, be with her.
Just to see the kids.
And ultimately, you know how that goes, it won't work. No matter how hard you try, because it's not, if one person is thinking one thing, the other person is on the right page, it's not going to work because, yeah.
So how was you then able to break up with her completely still to see your kids after? How did you go about doing that?
My mum and family, and I think her realising that, like, you can't, like, I think even for her, I think she done it, it was for herself as well, because... For her to say, to show me, you know, I am over you. Okay, you can see your kids. So, and plus, I won't do anything wrong anyway.
Okay.
But yeah.
And then Marvel 4.
Marvel 4.
What's the access like to that one?
She never stopped me.
Okay.
No, she never stopped me, no.
So you just had number one, number three. Wanted the first one because you wasn't being consistent.
Mm.
So she stopped it completely. And then was you when you was then able to show consistency again after a few years, you got access to that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so in this whole story today.
Your poor head riller, man.
I've tried to keep up with you, yeah?
Mm-hmm, I know, it's just.
All right, so a question I was going to ask you. Yeah, go on. You see with your kids, the fact that you got two the same age.
Yeah.
Maybe they may not be at that age yet to ask you how comes they're the same age.
Yeah, I have to tell them.
Have you told them or you would plan to tell them?
I tell them? Well, them two, she, number four, she will stay at number three's house.
Okay.
Like some weekends and stuff. And like she's got a bed there now and all that. So one was born in February. Number four was born in February. And number three's one was born in May. And yeah,
in this terms of you seem to be not able to stay in one place, what do you think that can be?
Maybe, well, my dad, he's got 13 kids, six women. So after, I think after my fourth, I'm like, yeah, I'm turning to my dad, boy. And my dad, like, no, I can't, yeah. Because that could, I think that kind of played a part with me having organizational skills. I will start something and not
finish it.
And yeah, and be everywhere. So it's kind of like, even with women, I was everywhere. And like job wise, I was everywhere. I couldn't have settled in one job or whatever. Now I'm like, yeah.
Fully focused.
Yeah. But like, and I'm getting, I'm researching more up on ADHD and stuff like that. And at first I was like, I didn't want to claim it or whatever. But now I'm embracing it.
And are you getting any support with ADHD?
Yeah, I'm on the list right now. It's gonna, the list takes, to be formally diagnosed, with the tests and stuff, is the waiting list is like a year. So so I've been for like 2 months now. So I'm just waiting for that. But yeah.
So with this whole story today, do you take any accountability to what you've told us today?
All of it.
Yeah.
Parts where I would, because obviously I'm the, what they call it, the common denominator in this whole, in this family. I call it family because they're all my kids. So they're all my family, obviously. And ultimately, when you have a child with someone, unless it was a case where you just, it might have been a one night stand and a child pops up and then you just get a hope of it. But if you're with someone and you have a child, like I've technically started four families, isn't it? So, and that's when the back and forth thing, it's just, I was just pleasing. And then, but in the end, I'm not pleasing because I'm, one, I was being unfaithful. Two, at times I was being misleading towards my mothers as well. So, as I say, I'm not being innocent in this, and plus I'm the main dominator. But they've, I would say, between two and three, where they because them two did clash the most. I remember, like, there weren't really any beef between the baby mothers. But two and three, yeah, there was a rivalry. And obviously, that was fueled by me, obviously, because I was going back and forth.
So they had a fight?
No, they never had a fight.
Okay. Yeah.
Obviously, how I've got my kids isn't how I planned. I wasn't 16. I didn't think my life was going to be like this, but it's happened, innit? And
the fact that you got to spread your time in so much different places, do you like make the effort to go to like the parents' evenings and the school plays?
Yeah.
All that? Yeah, you
and
do
sports
that.
Days and stuff. Yeah.
It's
a juggle because some might clash or whatever, but yeah, I try my hardest to do.
That's good.
Yeah, man.
And always said, all your kids love you.
Yeah.
And are you with any of these mothers, or are you just doing you? Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no,
so no. You just co-parenting.
Yeah, I'm single now. I'm just, yeah.
Focus on yourself.
Yeah.
And not going back to number three. No.
You see you? No.
Okay.
No.
All right, so listen, to anyone who is watching today.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to them in regarding to your story?
Oh, if you're not ready, guys, if you're not, not on a religious tip, but if I could go back, I would have got married first, because, do your research with your partner who you pick, and I'm talking, this is man or female, do research, not research, but like, get to know the family first and stuff, because I think I've made not two mistakes where I've dived in and I'm finding other things out too late. So I would say, court properly. If you have red flags, don't ignore them for yourself. Like, if you, on a personal tip, and like, be loyal and tell the truth, be honest. And if you don't want to be in that relationship, don't cheat before you leave the relationship first, and then go about your business. That person might be hurt at that time, but they'll appreciate your honesty before, in the end. And then, with regards to domestic violence and men, and anyone who's going, or if anyone knows a guy who, or suspects a guy is going through that, listen, just talk to them. And guys, don't be scared. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it took a lot of years for me to even admit it to myself that I was involved in that. But listen, you're not a coward. You're not a coward. You're stronger. You're more strong to admit it and speak your truth. Because we know we're guys. We can just lick down girl at any time. But there's something internal in us. We don't want to do it. And certain girls out there would prey on that, bruv. I'm telling you, my young G's, they will prey on it. So just, like, yeah. Watch out for signs and just, yeah. Be careful, innit? Be careful.
Okay. Yeah. And to any of your kids' mothers, is there anything you want to say to them?
For anything wrong that I've done, I hold my hand up high, and I've held my hand up high. And to all of you lot are great, great mums. Each and every one of you. Yes, we've gone through, we've been through, but we have, I have 7 beautiful kids, and you lot have done a great job. I'm proud of all my kids, and I hope they, whoever they choose to be with, just has respect and love, and I trust that they're not going to pick up no idiot anyway. So, but with regards to the any future stepfathers to any of my kids, I don't play. But they're good mums. They're good mums.
And say anything to your kids.
You lot know I love you lot. I love each and every one of you lot. I'm not going to name names, but I love each and every one of you lot. You lot are my everything, yeah? Everything. Mwah.
All right. So listen, I want to say, Bevan, thank you for coming today.
You're welcome, bro.
So,
thank you for having me.
Come on, my guy. Come on. Your story is a bit crazy, you know? Yeah, lost me for some of that, you know?
I know.
I was trying to keep up.
Wait. Was it? But you said, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a story,
man. Hold on. Listen, so to the viewers, I want to hear your lot's views in the comments below. Make sure you press that subscribe button and give us the thumbs up. So for myself, DJ Riddler, and the Baby Fathers, and Bevan.
Take care, guys. God bless.
Peace.
Peace.
And we out, man.